just want to turn again to the book of Judges, chapter 6. And some of you were at Grove City last year, and I apologize if I'm blinding you with the light shining on you. I would expect by now you'll bring your shades with you, but none of you did. But I was impressed very much with the book of Gideon, and my intention is not really to repeat what was given and what was said, and it was very good. But my intention is to challenge our hearts for 5-10 minutes and give room for another word from the Lord. And it says in Judges chapter 6, I want to read selective verses in verse 6. And Israel was greatly impoverished because of Midian, and the children of Israel cried to the Lord. And it came to pass when the children of Israel cried to Jehovah because of Midian, that Jehovah sent a prophet to the children of Israel, who said to them, "Thus said Jehovah, the God of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt, and brought you forth out of the house of bondage. And I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of all that oppressed you, and drove them out from before you, and gave you their land. And I said to you, I am Jehovah your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But ye have not hearkened to my voice." And then the angel of Jehovah came and sat under the terebinth that was in Ophrah, that belonged to Joash the Abiezrite. And his son Gideon threshed wheat in the winepress to secure it from the Midianites. Verse 13, and Gideon said to him, "Ah, my Lord, if Jehovah be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where are all his miracles that our fathers told us about?" First of all, I always like to bring a word of the glad tidings. Because believe it or not, none of us know your heart. You don't know my heart. Thank God for that. I don't know your heart. So I truly don't know if you are a genuinely saved individual or not. But if you are not, God brought you to this youth conference. He brought you to listen to His word. And He brought you to this location so that once more you can hear the glad tidings of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the deliverer, who is the savior of the world. That's what John 4 declares unto us, that Christ Jesus is the savior of the world. And I want you to understand that everything that was said throughout the whole day today, it means nothing to you. It means zero to you if you are without the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart. Everything you have heard, and some of these thoughts were very sweet, and they were very good. But if you are without the Lord Jesus Christ, as far as I'm concerned from the Word of God, it meant nothing to you. Because the starting point of man is to have this personal knowledge of Christ Jesus, that He is the Lord and Savior of your life. So God loved you. God loved you tremendously, that He is willing and was willing to send His only begotten Son to die for you on Calvary's cross. And you cannot take this thing very lightly. You know, it was said in the book of Matthew when a king made a great wedding and he invited people to come. And the Bible says, and they made light of it. And my dear friend, if you are without the Lord Jesus Christ, I want to encourage you not to make light of it. The invitation that the scripture tells us of the words of the Savior, "Come unto me, all ye are that weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Don't make light of it. Humble yourself this evening. Accept the word of God that without the Son, ye will not see life. Not only have it, but you will never see it. You will never dream about it, that you will have eternal life apart from the Lord Jesus Christ. So that was the first 3 minutes. I want to invite you to come to the saving knowledge of this wonderful person that we are talking about. You know what? We're talking about Gideon. But our main theme is not Gideon. Our main theme is the person and the Savior that we're telling you about. And His great name is none other but the Lord Jesus Christ. But I want to challenge you if you know Christ as Savior. Because in the book of Gideon, and as we have heard, I was very impressed this morning when I heard that the Midianites talk about something that is very earthly, very legitimate. There's nothing wrong with these things. But I want to highlight a few things that if you will not put these legitimate things in the rightful place, they will turn to be Egyptians. I'm going to explain what do I mean by that. They will turn to be, let me bring the application right away. They will turn to be worldly. They will turn to be bondage. And they will turn to be idols. And that's what I want you to be careful of right now. The first thing I want you to know that when we talk about, legitimate things, the greatest test of a disciple, as far as the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, is one is tested after the legitimate things. You know, when the Lord Jesus spoke about discipleship, he didn't say, well, if you will stand strong against sin, or if you will do this or you will do that. He says, if you want to be my disciple, first of all, you deny yourself. Well, you know what? What's wrong with life? The scripture encourages us to take care of ourselves. It's a legitimate thing. But also the Lord Jesus said, when it comes to discipleship, that unless a person hates what? Who? His mother, his father, his brother, his sister, he cannot be my disciple. Brethren, if we want to talk about discipleship, because it's a common word that we're all familiar with, that a true disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ is a person who knows the priority of legitimate things and have Christ before anything that is legitimate. You know, when the Lord Jesus said to the disciples that you cannot be my disciple unless you hate, the word hate is not something to despise. The word in the Greek when it comes to discipleship, I'm talking, it's a preference. And this is what we need to understand. You and I, as young and old alike, we have to have the preference that the Lord Jesus comes before anything that is legitimate. Legitimate things are good in themselves. Earthly things are given from God to us and they are good in themselves. But if they will be more important in my life than the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, then there is a big, huge problem. Discipleship is a test. And that test comes on the legitimate things offline. It doesn't come on any other base or any other thing. The first thing, that if you will not really have Christ the preeminent in all things, these legitimate things, they will become worldly. Not earthly anymore, they will become worldly. What do I mean by that? We said the prophetic word. Here comes the prophet. Why do you think the prophetic word would tell him only these few words? Egypt, bondage, the gods. Because he's responding to the condition they were in. That if you are seeking only after legitimate things and you set Christ aside, these legitimate things are going to become, first of all, worldly. How do things turn from legitimate to worldly? Well, it's very, very easy. I need to work. I need to make a living. And the scripture tells us to be what? Content. To be content. But here, you know what? The believer doesn't want to be content. I want this better house. I want this better car. And I want this. And I want the other thing. And our list of desires and wants is so huge. It's not even funny. We challenge our kids, don't ask for anything anymore. We are living in the land of the plenty where the kids and the old and the young, they have so much to ask for, and they want this and they want that game and they want the other thing. But dear brethren, when we will set Christ aside with the legitimate things, this job of mine that I'm willing to take any job just to make a living. You know what I heard? I heard not long time ago, which is sad to me, that somebody will take a job that is ungodly and they would say, well, this is legitimate. I need to work. Listen. You can take or discuss anything that is legitimate, but any job or anything you do that opposes the word of God is not earthly, it is not legitimate, it is worldly. That's what the scripture tells me. Nothing wrong with work. Nothing wrong with sports. I'm going to challenge the young people. Listen, you want to stone me later, you can stone me later, but don't stone me right now. Let me breathe a little bit for now. You like sport, I like sport. But I'm going to challenge you, if the sport is going to keep you away from the remembering of the Lord Jesus Christ, it is worldly, it is not legitimate.